I think it does mean that. I'm thinking about, does God do anything when we have faith? Sure he does. Having faith is doing something. Faith is a gift. He gives it to us, but it's a gift to be used. It's not, like I said, it's not this jellyfish that floats around, you know, kind of in suspension, transparent. Faith is a gift to be used. And when do you use faith?
When do you
use faith? I mean, all the time, obviously, is what the big answer. But when do we normally think of calling on our faith in terms of trusting, active trust? Yeah, when you need it. Okay, or that's how we normally think of it, and that's part of it. But there's another dimension to faith, too, another aspect of faith. There are ways to talk about it. We sometimes think of using faith, of activating trust when we need, when something is forced on us where we need to trust. Okay, well, that's what I call the defensive posture of faith. That's the default, almost the kind of the default position. What about active faith?
When somebody else needs it.
When you choose to take action in some area of life that goes beyond your comfort zone, beyond your safety zone, into your fear zone. That's the faith that's lacking. We all talk about faith, you know. Oh, gee, my life's falling apart. My brother's sick. My wife has got this. Cancer. My kids are there. My neighbor is, they've got to have faith that God is, it's me, 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 me. What about the faith that says, I am going to do this against all evidence that it cannot be done? I am going to do this against all voices and powers that tell me I shouldn't, because I believe is what God wants me to do. And when I take that step, that's what the step of faith into the darkness, into suffering, into the unknown, into the fear, outside the circle of comfort, God does something. What does he do? What did he do in verse 11?
He makes his will.
He shows up. He implants his grace in your life. He gives part of himself to faith. That's the gift. When I step off the cliff, then God gives me the gift of faith. And you see, we have distorted faith to mean simply when the going gets rough and I need something, then I have to have faith. And that's the passive, defensive aspect of faith that accomplishes nothing.
God of the gaps?
Yeah, the God that fills the gaps. That's all. Now, there's that famous story, well, not famous anymore, because I suppose nobody reads it anymore, but there's that story, what's his name?